I am so excited. I hope Mark Harmon is as excited as I am for our adventures to commence next week. Hey, Carm, how are you doing?
Patty, I'm doing great, and I'm very excited as well, although more excited today, as I have been working extensively with the sergeant and upper management at WGN to secure the Carmen suite.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
You're getting a Carmen suite. Interesting.
Well, when I say suite, I do mean room, without roommates.
I think that you really are passing up an opportunity to experience something new, open up your world, new horizons, hang out with a stranger.
Or at least entertain us every night on this radio show.
That's the one I was going for. Yep.
Well, now, that's interesting, because I did have that thought process. Like, for a guy that, does tend to live, at least particularly these days, alone and on my own, as I look over at my stuffed animal Arnold here, I was thinking that, it might be an opportunity to connect with some outstanding WGN listener / future Marine. So going into my own room might be the wrong move. But,
can we go back to your stuffed animal, Arnold?
Before we have Mark tell us anything about him, you want to guess on what Arnold is, Patty?
I'm going to go, Arnold is a bull.
I think it's Schwarzenegger.
Thank you for laughing.
Is it a Terminator doll?
Thank you for laughing, Mark.
It is not a bull.
Okay.
I'm willing to take calls here. What animal is Arnold?
What animal is Arnold? 312-981-7200, calls and texts. What animal do you think Carmen sleeps with at night?
Such a good animal. There he is. What's up, buddy?
Do you hug it? I mean, do you, roll over and, do you curl into the animal, the stuffed animal?
I just make sure that he's properly adjusted when we're going into the bedtime, that he's got a nice spot. And when I leave in the morning, that he's perched properly, and is able to protect the premises against any would-be intruders.
Is perched a clue?
Ooh, interesting.
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
How long has Arnold been around?
Long time. Arnold's got history, man. I mean, this dude's been chilling for a long time. I mean, we're talking upwards of maybe 30 years.
Wow. So, Arnold's been your life for a very long time. Are you bringing Arnold with you to San Diego to the boot camp?
No, Arnold doesn't travel. He's a little fragile, and we don't want to stress him out. And somebody's got to watch the homestead again here, Patty.
Don't want to push your luck on that.
Right. So, it will be tough being away from him for 5 days.
Oh, man. All right. Well, you'll be okay. I'm sure there'll be other. Well, you and I will talk on the phone at night. And try to keep each other company after my show. Make sure that you're not feeling lonely away from Arnold. We do have a listener who would like to guess as to what animal. Ruth, what kind of animal do you think Carm sleeps with at night?
Well, I'm going to go with, I have two choices. A monkey, you're as a monkey, good luck.
It is not a monkey. That is incorrect, Ruth.
Not a monkey.
A dragon.
Or a dragon. Oh. Ruth's taking swings at this. No dragon?
Ruth, I need some tenderness in my life. I'm not rocking a dragon. That's not my look.
Interesting. Tenderness, I believe, is a hint that we've been given. Tenderness. Not a monkey, nor a dragon. Okay, let's see what Rich thinks. Rich, what animal do you think Carm sleeps with at night?
I think he sleeps with a pig.
A pig.
Green Acres. Arnold the pig.
Do you sleep with a pig at night?
Shockingly, no. It is not a pig.
Sorry.
All right. We have a Lumen Eyes gift card to the winner. If someone can guess what animal Carm sleeps with at night. 312-981-7200. Thanks, Rich. Have a good night. I do love my producer screen right now. Not monkey, not dragon, not pig.
I just want to make sure we stay on top of this.
It's my favorite screen we've ever had the girls are ready in the green room with Jell-O. I believe that was one of my favorite ones. Yeah. That was for my show, not your show, Carm. You don't have the best producer at the station. I'm just saying.
No, I clearly not. And I wish I had been visiting the Patty Vasquez show the night there was girls in the green room with Jell-O. My God.
Gotta,
That's outstanding.
You got to get up late at night to hang out with the Pretty Late Show. That's all I'm saying.
I am curious. We are getting a lot of text messages, and the answers are all over the place. Do we start taking texts or wait till the end of this?
I think we take, let's do three texts. Let's give three texters a shot at this.
Is Arnold in Aardvark?
Oh, Aardvark. Interesting.
Arnold is not in Aardvark. And Arnold, just looking at him right there, he did not even like the insinuation that he made.
Is Arnold the goat?
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Yeah, go back.
Arnold is not a goat.
Not a goat. Okay.
Nope.
I'm surprised this hasn't been guessed yet.
Goat's a large animal to be sleeping in bed with. I mean, this, you know, I don't want to take up too much space.
Depends on if it's to scale.
Someone is asking if Arnold is a teddy bear.
Teddy bear.
Arnold is not a teddy bear.
Ooh.
Wow.
It is kind of to scale. I will be.
All right. You a what?
Yes.
By the way, when we're done with this contest, we also are going to need a selfie with you and Arnold, by the way.
Yeah, I was already there. I think Arnold's going to be going up at the Carm via the Twitter. Me and Arnold, we'll have to make an appearance.
Well, you have some callers on the line, so let's take a quick break here, give them a chance to give their answers, and 312-981-7200 to win a $25 gift card to Leo Malnati's. Tell us, what animal does Carm sleep with at night? More after this on 720 WGN. Quack, old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. Well, Carm's got some kind of farm going on at home. Every night he sleeps with a stuffed animal named Arnold. And we want to know what our listeners think. What kind of animal does Carm sleep with at night? Carm, by the way, lovely picture. I'm not going to tell people too much about it because now we're just giving away the farm, Carm.
Well, I went a little further, but, you know, Patty, I like to reward my Twitter followers.
There you go. Well, that's going to, we'll see. Let's see if any of our listeners on the line have a guess as to what animal Carm sleeps with. Hi, Sue. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Hi, everybody.
Hello, hello. What do you think?
I go with a panda.
Aw, I can see Carm curling up with a panda. Is Arnold a panda, Carm?
Arnold is not a panda, but you know, I might have to add a panda into my life. That might be the key for me.
You know, they're really cute and cuddly.
They are. Everyone needs a panda in their life. Sue, do you have a stuffed animal at home?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I do have a little stuffed panda and an elephant and a little bear.
See,
hey, sometimes they help out.
I agree. It's good to have some pals.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. I agree completely. John, what animal do you think Carm sleeps with at night? John, do I have one?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I believe that it would be a chicken.
A chicken. Carm, is it a chicken? Rock, rock. No, I'm sorry.
It is not a chicken. And, Patty, if I may make one request, if you could just, like, rephrase what animal does Carm sleep with at night.
Why, Carm? I think it's appropriate.
It mentioned tenders, and I thought that would be a chicken tenders.
Oh, I see. That was a good guess. John, do you have any stuffed animals in your life?
Not anymore. Not anymore. I have two cats that sleep with me, and that's enough.
Right. No. Enough maintenance there. Got to change that litter box. All right. Thank you, John. Thank you for a good guess, though.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Have a good night.
Patty, can I phrase the question to our next listener?
Yes. Hold on one second. Here we go.
I'm very excited.
Audrey, Craig has a question for you.
Audrey, what animal does Mark Carman spoon at night when he goes to sleep?
This might be a little bit difficult, but I think an armadillo.
Armadillo. Carm, do you spoon with an armadillo at night?
That's a very bold vision right there. Carm and myself and an armadillo. No, it is not an armadillo.
It is not an armadillo. Thank you, Audrey. Have a great
Thank
night.
You.
Thank you. Chris, what... what animal do you think Carm snuggles with at night?
Well, everybody needs to count sheep, so I'm going to say sheep.
Oh, I like that.
It is not a sheep, and I think it's very key. The word stuffed is the big word here that we're missing, Patty.
It sure is, Mark Carmen.
It is the important key word. Chris, do you have any stuffed animals that you cuddle with?
No, but my son does. He likes the hockey mascot, the Blackhawk.
Oh, Tommy Hawk. He's got Tommy Hawk?
Yeah, he's got Tommy Hawk.
Oh, That's pretty cool. Well, thank you, Chris. Have a good night. Great guest, though. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
We have Eva. Eva, do I say Eva or Ava?
Eva.
Eva.
Eva, I'm curious. Mark Carmen on one side of the bed. What animal is on the other side of the bed?
Well, I thought it might be a parrot or a macaw, a bird.
A parrot?
No, it is not a parrot.
It's not a parrot nor a macaw.
No.
What was your, Eva, what was your favorite animal growing up, your favorite stuffed animal?
I didn't have one. I just sleep with a dog and a cat.
Oh, there you go.
Real life.
The real, these snuggles, little snuggles. Thank you so much, Eva.
Okay, thank
Appreciate
you.
It. We have Glenn on the line. Glenn, what animal do you think Carm curls up with at night? Glenn? Nope, Glenn left. Glenn,
what?
Glenn's guess. We'll see someone else come back around with that guess. We have Ed. Ed, how are you doing tonight?
Fine, thank you. I am guessing that Arnold could be a giraffe.
Ooh, a giraffe.
A giraffe is a lovely animal. I have seen giraffes in the zoo, but no. Again, a giraffe is a very long neck. I just don't see that as a cuddling situation. So no, it is not a giraffe.
Gotcha. Well, okay. Well said. Thank you, Ed.
A few more quick texts before we get back to the phone calls. Okay. We have a turtle from Helen.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a turtle? Is not a turtle. It reminds me, by the way, there was in a past relationship for me, we had many, many stuffed animals, and it was a moment in time where she came along and said, you know what, I think it's time for us to get rid of the stuffed animals. And, we weren't seeing eye to eye. I think that was basically the end of it. And I believe there was a turtle in that situation, but there isn't a turtle now. Continue on, please.
All right. 815, there's a sloth as a guess.
Oh, a sloth. Interesting.
I guess that's no.
Is that a three claw? Is that a three-toed sloth?
Yeah. And then from the 262, is it a baby David Kaplan?
Aww. I can see that in my mind's eye, and it will never go away.
It is not anything related to El Capo, who I don't believe would find this segment to be. He probably does not have any stuffed animals. I think he thinks that this would be, not masculine enough for him.
But right now, by the way, I'm being texted by friends of mine trying to guess at this. I'm not even kidding you. From Zanies, another guess at a teddy bear, which I think we already hear. Let me go down the list so that before we get to Kathy and Rich, let's see. We have not a monkey, not a dragon, pig, aardvark, goat, teddy bear, panda, chicken, armadillo, sheep, parrot, macaw, giraffe, turtle, sloth, or baby David Kaplan.
Am I the only person that sleeps with this animal? This is unbelievable.
I don't know. I guess that's a question we have to ask. We have to ask a wider range of people. Let's see. Let's go with Rich first. Rich, what do you think Carm sleeps with at night?
Hi, Patty. I'm the old retired military guy that gave Carm a hard time last week.
Let's say Carm shows up with a stuffed animal at Marine Corps boot camp. How does that go down for him?
I think if he was to buy a stuffed bulldog, it might go good because a bulldog's a Marine mascot. But
interesting.
I think he sleeps with a cuddly dugly dog because he said it was over 30 years, and that's about the time Ray Rayner had those cuddly dudley dogs you can get.
Oh, he went specific. Do you cuddle with a cuddly dudley dog, Carm?
Now that I like the time frame that my sergeant is going with here, but no, it is not a dog or a cuddly dudley dog. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but it is neither.
Okay. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, Rich. How do you think Carm's going to fare at Marine Corps boot camp?
Rich, pardon me?
How do you think he'll fare at Marine Corps boot camp? Just based on his attitude, the impression that you have, and his many appearances on our show.
I think he'll do all right. I don't think he's going to get beat up like the kids would, because you guys are going out there with educators.
Mm-hmm.
And the Marines will want to put everything in a good light, so they're not gonna beat you guys up too bad. You know, right. I mean, they'll probably let you do some of the small stuff on the obstacle course. They'll probably let you go out to the rifle range and fire a few rounds.
There you
know.
Go. Well, Rich, I guarantee.
Maybe they'll let you throw a practice grenade. You know, so
I don't know if that's necessary to give Carm a live grenade.
What makes a grenade a practice grenade, by the way?
Yes, that's a good question.
Well, they use them. They're not grenades as you see that blow up. They've just got like a small charge in them that gives off a flower charge. So you throw it and you see it.
Poof, like a little cloud.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
Because the Air Force uses practice bombs like that for their airplanes, too, that are just filled with flowers. So when they hit, it's just a white puff of smoke.
Fair enough. All right. Well, thank you so much for your insight, Rich. And it was not a dog.
Right. I'll try to call you guys next week because you're out there next week, right?
Yes, we are. Please call us, call us anytime.
You better call next week, Rich. I want to hear from you.
Yeah, I agree.
I hate you.
Let's see. Thank you so much, Rich. Kathy, tell us what animal do you think Carm sleeps with at night? Kathy?
Oh, hi, Patty.
Hi, Kathy.
I think it's a duck.
Is it a duck, Carm?
Kathy, you are correct.
Hey! Congratulations, Kathy.
Hey, thanks.
Did you, is that an animal that you sleep with, or did you check out Carm's Twitter account?
No, I think you played a song, Old MacDonald Had a Farm, and on that farm he had a duck.
That was it. I don't even, and I think Craig would have played that either way, but it just so happened to be on that.
That
verse.
Was a quinky dink.
That was
not
a quinky dink. Yes,
okay.
But good for you, Kathy.
It
led you to a $25 gift card from Lou Malnati's. Hold on the line, and Craig will get all of your information, and so we will
Thank
send
you.
That out to you. Absolutely, go to loumalnati's.com for information about all the Chicagoland locations, and you can order one from wherever you are. They'll send it to you. It's a frozen delicious pizza, Carm. So why a duck?
It's just been in the family for a long time, Patty, and I have kept the tradition going, and I didn't feel like Arnold should be given away, so I said I will take Arnold on, and he has stuck with me.
I have to say, looking at his picture on Twitter, he has a lot of personality. Esmeralda, I don't know if you follow Carm on Twitter at all, but if you check out his duck, it's quite impressive and adorable.
I did see the duck, very serious-looking duck.
He is a little bit. He's kind of cute, though. He's got a little, you know. And he obviously cheers up Carm. Like, it just brightens up a picture.
Does he have colorful feathers, considering he's a male duck?
You know, he's got a nice little gray that's going on, a little white tail, and his cute little legs. And, you know, he brings a certain seriousness yet comfort to the table.
So,
you know, Arnold's not messing around here. He's, you know, he's seen a lot of things through his years.
Oh boy!
So, you know, this is a guy that is ready to play.
Do you like you actually cuddle and sleep with it? I'm just curious.
Well, you know, now we're getting super personal, Esmeralda. But I think on occasion, depending on the vulnerability at the time, Arnold has gotten a couple cuddles for sure, and probably a lot more as of lately. You know, normally he's good, just being left on his own, but, you know, I think, you know, he appreciates being able to step in if need be and provide that comfort, and that's what you got to love about an Arnold.
Real quick, Carm, from the 312, the guy seriously sleeps with a duck. Please tell Carm it's not too late to jump over to Canada to get out of boot camp.
Oh,
you should get Arnold a little army outfit.
Oh, a little marine. He needs a marine uniform. I love that.
We're going to get
Anna,
him one.
We can see if Anna G, our costume designer, can get Arnold a Marine Corps uniform.
If Arnold's going to boot camp next week, we promise we will provide his boot camp attire.
A little duffel bag.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, maybe I could bring Arnold along just for, you know, maybe he'd like to travel. But, you know, this neck of his, it's a little, you know, it's a little wonky. You throw him in a suitcase, I feel like the neck's going to snap. It's just better for him to...
Well, then you just hold him.
Right, you carry him on the plane with you.
Yeah, well, I've seen that look, and it's normally for six-year-olds. And as comfortable as I am in my masculinity, I don't know if I want to walk through the airport with the Marines and a duck. I just don't know if that's the...
But he's going to be wearing...
Yeah, he'll have a Marine Corps uniform on. I think people will salute you carrying a Marine Corps duck with you.
At least just a little hat. Or a little army shirt. Oh, gosh, it'd be so cute.
This has to happen. Please make this happen.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I mean, if it's to that level, then, you know, we're going to have to, we might have to get it done. I got to say, it's been really fantastic where this show has gone the last couple of weeks.
I'm sure there are sports going on somewhere in the world, but,
yes,
you know, it's a nice...
It's actually, it's much, very much a downtime. This is much better.
any time spent with you is so much better, Carm. We appreciate you joining us and sharing with us. I mean, it's not every man that can be vulnerable like you on the air and, you know, expose himself in this manner.
Well, I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm going to take it as a positive.
It's most definitely a positive.
And, yes, and I look forward to next week. I'm sure we'll have plenty of tales to share.
Well, if you have a night, you can come in. Starting tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we've got cocktails from Zany's. Thursday we've got cocktails from Knife and Tine, and I'm sure we'll have cocktails on Friday. So if you want to come in and have a drink, and we'll talk about our adventures that are pending for next week. We'd love to have you in studio if you don't mind.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Patty.
All right. Thanks, Carm. Follow him on Twitter @TheCarm and see his lovely photo with Arnold.